I wanted to make it very clear that the Capulets and the Montagues look different so that nobody will get confused who is who. And so I wanted to keep the Montagues in blacks and leathers and metallics, silvers, and the Capulets are going to go much more in khaki camo. So my name is Vita Tsukun, and I'm a production designer. So I do sets and costumes for I Capuletti and Motecchi, with Joyce DiDonato and Nicole Cabell, creating the world for this new production. I Capuletti and Montecchi is actually based on early Italian sources that Shakespeare then used to create his Romeo and Juliet. There is no balcony scene. It is not Romeo and Juliet. It was not written by Shakespeare. It's an early folk Italian story that concentrates on the conflict much more than it concentrates on the love. And even Romeo and Juliet constantly fight up until the very end. On their deathbed, they find peace eventually. This production, I think, is as relevant as it can be for our time and the state that our world is in today, because one of the main themes of this production is the struggle of the individual to have a normal life in the midst of a war zone, and how fragile individual lives are up against the merciless machine of war. When I was 12, I was in a Gulf War in Israel. Everywhere we went, we had to carry our gas masks with us, to the theater, to the ballet class, to school. And then you would be in the midst of shopping at a supermarket, and then you would hear the air siren. And you had to run and look for cover anywhere you could and hope that you're going to get to that cover before the rocket falls. You know, war is quite different than what you see on television, than what your kids play in video games. It is very, very painful to everybody who are involved, not just the soldiers who go and fight. And I feel like in this particular production, what we're trying to show is how fragile the love of Romeo and Juliet is up against the giant war conglomerate. That's why it was very important for me to create a set that is towering and huge and looks like a giant tomb. Almost like a giant marble tomb in which they're encased. The height was very important again because I wanted it to look like a grand tomb that is inescapable and always show the presence of the other side up above so they can't just escape. I think the most exciting thing to me about the world I created is that I hope it's going to connect to the people who see it so much that it's going to make them think twice. And I think that our job as designers, the main job is to make the audience feel and think, and I think that this production will absolutely definitely do that.